The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons, it's Christian Arcand, it's Andy Hart. Nice to have you with us here today. We're going to be joined momentarily by Adam Schefter of ESPN. Get his take on pretty nice win for the Patriots over a struggling Chicago Bears team that made a change at offensive coordinator. We'll get the inside scoop on that here in just a moment. As a lot of stuff going on in the world of the NFL today. Anthony Richardson's going to be back QB in the Colts. You got the whole thing going on in Jacksonville. And for more on that, here is ESPN's Adam Schefter, brought to you by Liberty Bank and by Coleman Electric. It's electric. Adam Schefter, how are we doing today?
What is going on, gentlemen? How are we doing? Another week.
Doing very well. The Patriots got a nice win over a Chicago Bears team that made some changes. The Patriots losing to the Patriots, Adam, seems like it's been rock bottom for a couple of teams this year. Can you take us maybe inside the decision and what was, I think, something in Bears fans and reporters that we talked to certainly were not surprised by as they lose. Caleb Williams has a tough game, and Waldron has shown the door.
Well, listen. I think that they've gone now two straight games without scoring an offensive touchdown. What is it, like 32 straight drives, something to that effect, whatever it is. The offense has looked completely discombobulated. Caleb Williams looks like he's regressing. It looks like they're getting worse as an offense. You got players complaining. They had organizational meetings Monday, and you knew something was going to happen. And there were a lot of things that were discussed, including putting Caleb Williams on the bench. That came up. But they decided to bench the offensive coordinator, and that is the second offensive coordinator in less than a year that Matt Eberflus now has fired. And so, you know, that listen, it's looked bleak there for a while. Like, when we see Drake May right now, and maybe it won't be the case every week, but we see signs of hope and progress, and you see this guy playing, you go, wow, there's something there. And you saw that maybe early in the year with Caleb Williams, but you haven't seen it lately. And when you're not seeing progress from the number one overall pick, a player that many thought was the top prospect in this draft, and the Bears made him the number one overall pick, when you're not seeing that, time to make a change. And that's what the Bears did.
Adam, I think it was Jerry Glanville who had that famous "not for long" is what the NFL stood for, and it feels like that's more appropriate than ever. Is there less patience from ownership and personnel people in the NFL than ever? I mean, we have coordinators being fired in Chicago and Las Vegas half a year in. Yeah. We have quarterbacks that are benched like Bryce Young, barely a season into their career. Will Levis, like, you have these first-round picks that seems like their careers are over barely a year into it. Is there less patience than ever for coaches and QBs?
I wouldn't say that. It's just that there's so much attention on the sport right now. And I think that when results are not immediate, when there's not instant gratification, fans are louder than ever. The cries for change are more frequent than ever. And I think that owners who are making more money than ever as well are apt to be a little less patient than maybe they've been in the past. I think if we go back and look, I would bet you by November 13th, there have been a couple of coordinator changes every year. I don't think it's anything unusual. But, you know, this year you got one in Chicago with a number one overall pick, high profile. You know, look at Carolina last year, number one overall pick, Bryce Young, fired the coaching staff.
Yep.
So it happens every year. the circumstances are different, but there's always two, three teams that do this sort of thing in the middle of the season.
One unique thing about this season, I think we all agree on, Adam, is how many bad teams there are, at least by record. Over a third of the league right now is a three-win team or worse. Because there's so many teams that are kind of hovering around that, do any of these three-win teams have any playoff aspirations? I know the most optimistic Patriots fans call us and say things like that, but do any of these teams really believe, even at three wins, that they can be part of this wild card conversation here in a couple weeks?
Well, who are the three-win teams right now? We have New England.
Yep.
You've got Miami.
Dallas. Is
Miami. I don't see Dallas.
Okay.
I don't see New England. And if Tua stays healthy, I could see Miami doing it.
Okay.
If Tua stays healthy, I could see Miami at least making things interesting. I could see that happening.
So,
If in fact, the Dolphins are a three-win team, they might have four. I don't know.
No, they're three and six. Yeah, they're three and three.
Okay, yeah. I don't rule them out yet. I think that's a pretty talented team that's playing tough defensively, that's capable of making a push. But when you have three wins, your margin of error is so small and so reduced that as soon as you lose a game that you shouldn't, your hopes are basically all but up in smoke.
In your expert opinion, Adam, what do you attribute all these three-win teams to? Why is it so hard to win games in the NFL this year?
Well, again, I think you just have to look at the teams where they are, right? New England's, I think, right where we expected them to be. Like, I think three wins right now is kind of solid for them. You know, if they could finish the season with 6, 7, 8 wins, with the quarterback flashing the way he has, I think they'd be in a good spot. Carolina, that doesn't look like a – like, you look at three wins, and we can look at it a lot of different ways. New England, hope. Carolina, bleak. Miami, good team if Tua stays healthy. Hmm. If he stays healthy. Like, there's a different explanation with all these three-win teams. Now, there are a bunch of two-win teams, and the league does seem a little bit more have and have not this year than in other years. There's usually a little bit more parity. And I think that, if I had to guess just off the top of my head, maybe the biggest thing that separates the haves and the have-nots is, I think, the separation between good quarterback play and bad play. Bad quarterback play is so pronounced that it literally separates franchises. Carolina has not gotten good quarterback play. New England, for a lot of the season, did not get good quarterback play. Miami, when Tua was out, did not get good quarterback play. So I really believe it's all about that.
Adam, we have been sort of following Bill Belichick's media career all season and also following places that might make sense for him to return to the sidelines. More than midway through the year, some firings have already happened. Jobs are going to line up. It's going to be an interesting January. How do you sort of assess Bill Belichick's coaching future? You still think he wants back in, and do you think he will be a hot candidate?
Yes, he will want back in. Yes, he will be a hot candidate. And I believe that he's going to have the ability to be a little bit selective. It's not. I think that he is going to, like, in other words, if New Orleans called, do I think that Bill Belichick aspires to go to New Orleans where we don't know who's playing quarterback and the team's got to clean up some salad? I would not think that that would be a logical fit. I think that there would be other places that would fit more. Look, you know, he is so close to the coaching record right now that, to me, he is going to be in demand. There are going to be teams that want him. I think he'll be back coaching in 2025. And I think it'll probably be for a team that we look at and say they have a chance to compete in 25. That they'll be a playoff contender of some sort. Now, you're firing your head coach. how much of a playoff contender can you be? Well, there are different degrees of that, and I believe that he'll have the chance and the ability to surface with a team that changes head coaches that has a chance to win in 25.
That is the voice of Adam Schefter, ESPN. We appreciate the time today. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Guys, thank you so much. Have a great week. We'll talk next Wednesday.
Adam Schefter. If you missed any part of that, you can have it delivered to your phone daily. Subscribe to the WEEI Afternoons podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. And you can also subscribe to WEEI Afternoons on the Odyssey app as well. 617-779-7937, your phone number. And hey, how about this? You know what it is. It's the guest corner. Adam Schefter out. Brian Scalabrine in. We talk to Scal next.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.